Forward. Kof Tes Elul, Erev of Rosh Hashanah, Wednesday the 24th of September, Rabbi Avraham Baruch Blau, the shofar. And in conclusion, can we certainly all thank Dudi Itzkovitz for arranging this shiurim, which has been of consistently high standard. Week in, week out, he has to find six speakers, which is absolutely astonishing. Collar cover to him and his whole mishpacha.
Morning. Before we'll start about speaking about the shofar, so it's like appropriate for Erev Rosh Hashanah to speak about the chizuk of it. We'll start a bit of a small stick of just to understand a bit the halacha of the shofar. What is the shofar? The chinuch being done in mitzvah tof hei, and it's brought down the source of it, is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah daf lamed gimel. It says in the Torah, yoyim trua. We blow in the shofar, yoyim trua. Now, what is this blowing? It doesn't say in what, it says Yoyim Truah. What you have to blow, you can blow, as the Gemara says over there, B'mitzel Taim. Who tells you exactly you have to blow in the Shofar? We learn it out from Yoyvel. Gzir HaShofar, in Yoyvel it says, B'mshoicha Yoyvel, Emuyal, B'mshoicha Yoyvel, it says over there, Shofar, Hitkiu B'shofar B'chol Arzachem, and it says over here, Yoyim Truah, we learn, Gzir HaShofar, it has to be the same thing. So what is the Mitzvah of Shofar? The Mitzvah of Shofar is, with the famous Hakira, what is it? It's a Mitzvah of Tkiya shofar, of blowing the shofar, but the mitzvah is to listen to the shofar. So the Rambam and the Rosh brings down already beforehand, the Ravio, the Bahag, and the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rosh in the fourth perek of Rosh Hashanah, and Simen Dalet, and Simen Yud, sorry, he brings down that the Rabbeinu Tam understands that the mitzvah of Tkiya shofar is the Tkiya, the blowing the shofar, that's the mitzvah. And the Ravio and the Bahag, they learned that the Shmiyeh, that's the mitzvah. The Rambam in Halacha Aleph, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Hilchos Shofar, he learns the same thing, that the mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar is not the mitzvah of blowing the Shofar, the mitzvah is listening to the Shofar. What's the machlokes? Basically, machlokes is also in the brocha, the way we make the brocha. The brocha we make al Tkiyas Litkoya Shofar, or we make Lishmoya Kol Shofar. So we're going to bring just a few rayas, lekan and lekan. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Ches, the Gemara says if someone is standing roishe v'ruboy outside the pit and he's blowing into a pit, he's not yoitze. Why is not yoitze? Because he's not when he's listening, when he's hearing, he's not hearing a koil shofar. What he hears is the echo. What do you see from him? And the person that hears the echo, he's not yoitze. Why is not yoitze? Because the mitzvah is to hear the kol shofar. If the mitzvah is only to blow, I blow. What do I care? If I listen to the echo, I don't. If it's the natural voice or it's just the echo, I heard that thing. That's one raya. Another raya we could bring that the mitzvah is not only to blow, it's also to listen to the kol shofar. As the Gemara says over there, you have to have kavana. Now, not everyone, as we know tomorrow morning, not everyone blows shofar. One blows and everyone's yoitze. How could we be yoitze? If the mitzvah is to come to do a physical act, as to blow the shofar, I can't say shemeh ha'koina in a physical act, right? If someone eats for me matzah, it doesn't help me. Why? Because it's a physical act that I am supposed to do. So how could we say if the mitzvah is just to blow the shofar, how could we be yoitza? So that's two rayas what we bring to the Rambam, that the mitzvah is to hear the kol shofar. The right Rabbi Nutam is that be'etzem, the mitzvah is just to listen to the voice of the shofar. Just the shmiyah. The raya is that we see that kavane and vo raya, chereshoit vekotten. Chereshoit vekotten will blow. You're not yoitze. Why not? I hear the voice, a normal voice. It could be a beautiful baltakea. And more than a normal baltakea. And still I'm not yoitze. Why not? Because the mitzvah is not only to blow, to hear the voice of the shofar, it's also to blow the shofar. And if I didn't hear someone, bal chiyuve, who blew the shofar, so that's it. So you have a right to the kind of lekan. Everyone speaks about this chakira, but we could come and so we have to understand we have steals the kind of lekan. So just a small teretz, well, I think it was a famous vault of the Achroinim. They speak about the Gabe Androgynous. They say that the mitzvah of shofar has both chalokim. That means, and this could answer also the Rambam and Rabbi Yitam. The mitzvah of shofar has two parts to it. It has a part of tkiyah shofar and a part of shmiyah shofar. What it means, it's a stirah chayla, right? You see that the Rambam learns the mitzvah is tkiyah, and therefore we make a bracha lishmoya. The Rabbi Yitam says we make a bracha litkoya because the mitzvah is to blow. So how it works together? So he said the mitzvah is to blow shofar. The shofar has to come, the shmiyah has to come through a shofar. That means, basically, we could say like this. Everyone holds, all of them, also the Rambam, and also the Rabbi Yotam, the Rav Yo, everyone, that what the mitzvah is, both. What means both is we have makshiri mitzvah. Makshiri mitzvah, tzitzis. Oni bar chiyure, right? Ukshartum uksavtum. The Gemara says, kol sheyesh noi be, kshire yesh noi be ksive. Tfilin. A person could not come and write the tefillin, a woman. Why? Because kol sheyesh noi be kshire, yesh noi be ksive. So we see even that the makshirim also have certain halachas. So the same thing over here. The tkiyah also the machshirim. The tkiyah is the machshirim, and that's why it's leikuv. Also the Rambam is going to make me even that the ikam mitzvah the shmiyah listening. The tkiyah is also machshirim mitzvah. As we know, always machshirim mitzvah ukshartam uksavtam. As we find the tefillin, it's something that's leikuv. The same thing over here. It's also going to be leikuv. Mele, just what is the machloikas between them? The machloikas is the nusach habrocha. What's the ikam? Why? Because over here we see the ikar is because we find over here that tkiyah is me'akev, so maybe the tkiyah, that's the ikar, because it's coming, the shmiyah is coming through a tkiyah, and therefore the tkiyah is going to be ikar. Or the shmiyah is the ikar, because the ma'isa, we say, lishmoya kol shofar, because that's basically what we have to hear. Why? We have to hear exactly the shofar. So what exactly the shofar comes to tell us, we heard for the last month, we hear every day the shofar again and again, what exactly it comes to they represent what exactly we have to listen. So the Rambam says in Ilchos Tshuva Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet. Af al pi shetkiyah shofar b'Rosh Hashanah gzira sakosuv, remez yesh bo. Kloimar. Uru uru yeshenim sheinaschem ve'akitzu nirdomim mitardimaschem ve'chapsu ma'aseichem ve'chizru b'tshuva. So we have to listen to the shofar. And what exactly the listening of the shofar? So. So. So what is exactly the shmiyah? So we have a word of shmiyah so'izan. I would like to go what means shmiyah. We have three different parts in shmiyah, three different levels of shmiyah, and we can try to explain each one level through a story or something to understand what exactly the shmiyah is. Atayra niknes, b'memches dvorim atayra niknes. The first thing is b'talmud, the second thing is b'shmiyah so'izan. So what exactly is the shmiyah so'izan, what we hear? Shlomo Zalman Neuerbach said that when he was a child, he learned in Eitz Chaim. And when he learned in Eitz Chaim, the Rebbe over there and the Chayd of Eitz Chaim told him that, still today there, if you go next to Machne Yuda, it was over there a gate, it has two pillars over there, and above the pillars there's two lions, carved, made of stone, the lions. And the Rebbe told him that if you go, the kids, and you go and you sing and you dance, and the lions are going to hear you, so they're going to start to dance. What do Yishleime Inglach, what they do? They go home, they bring the pots, the saucepans, ladles, forks, knives, and they start to hack and to sing and to this. Nothing's moving. They go back to the Rebbe and they say, it's not fair. We came, we made as much as we can, and nothing happened. They're all upset. So what happens? They go back to the Rebbe. The Rebbe tells them, listen, what did I say? I said if the lions will hear you singing, then they will start to dance. The problem here, they didn't hear. That's Shmiyah Stam. A person has to hear, first of all, Haskeis, Leivo, Omazeh, the Helser, Leivo, Evan, Mikir, Bechem. First, it doesn't have to be stone. First, you have to start to listen. That's the Shmiyah Stam. Then we have another Dargah of Shmiyah. Second Dargah of Shmiyah is already to listen and to understand. There's a famous Moshe of Reb Shlomo Shvadron. Shlomo Shvadron says, 150 years ago, when they started to invent the trains, someone from the village comes to the city, and the first thing he sees is the train tracks. He never saw such a thing in his life. He comes and he bends down, he looks, and this, he's all fascinated. Suddenly, when he's standing over there on the train tracks, he notices suddenly a huge worm is coming towards him. He's all fascinated, he's looking. Now the train driver sees someone standing on the tracks, what he does, starts to flash. He's flashing, he's all fascinated at all, he can't move, he's so fascinated. The driver sees that someone doesn't move and he's standing on the train tracks and it's not helping what he's doing, so what he does, he starts to hoot. He's hooting, and Yana thinks that hooting is music. So what he does, he starts to dance. And if I ask you, you heard or you didn't hear? For sure you heard. The problem, you didn't understand. This is the second Dalga of Shmiah. We have to understand what we hear also. Let's understand. The third Dalga is to understand, not only to understand, also to be mekabel what we understand. And this is basically says in the Goyen, in the beginning of Perek Dalet and Mishnah. So there was three dargas of Shmiah. The Shmiah to listen. The Shmiah of understanding. And the Shmiah of being mekabel. And he brings psukim. Brings the pasuk. What is the pasuk over there where we see that Shmiah is not only to listen, it's also to understand. He brings over the Maisa with Rav Shokai. As it says over there, Ki Shoimim Anachnu. You go over the Maisa. It's brought down over there in Melochim Perek, Melochim Beis, Kapitel Yudches. It's brought down over there in the times of Hoshea ben Elo was Melech Yisrael. It was a Melech Yehuda, Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Chizkiyahu HaMelech was a big tzaddik. Kitat Nechasha Nechoishes, as the Gemara in Chulin Dav Ches says. And this Chizkiyahu comes over there, Sancheirev, one day. And Sancheirev tells, in the fourth year of 14 years after Chizkiyahu, was king, and he comes to him and he tells him, give me all the oitzris Beis Hashem. Okay, so he gives him everything, and he comes, he peels off from the doors of the Beis Hamikdash the gold, and he gives everything to Sancheirev. Year later, Sancheirev wants more. He's greedy, but he doesn't have any more, so Sancheirev comes a battle on Yerushalayim. Comes a battle with all his 185 Rosh Giyosos. He comes to Yerushalayim to have a fight. Comes over there and he sends his three generals to come and to speak with the king. Tarton, Rav Soris, and Rav Shokai. These three come and they say, we want to speak to the king, but the king doesn't come at Chizkiyahu. He sends his people. He sends Eliyakim ben Chilkiyahu, and he sends Shevno HaSofer, and Yoyoch ben Osof HaMazkir. These three he sends out. They come out, and Rav Shokai starts to curse Klal Yisrael. And he says, what do you think all the gods of all, Safraim and Azor and all the nations that I just now had a battle against them, they couldn't. The gods didn't help them. You think your Ribbono Shel Olam will help you? And they do Kriya, as the Gemara in Moed Kotlin says, hey, we have a riot at Birkas Hashem, you have to make Kriya. And they make Kriya, and they come to Chizkiyahu. Over there it says, Daber Aramis ve'al tedaber Yehudis. When he starts to talk, all the Rav Shokai starts to speak his Kfire, they tell him, Daber Aramis, speak Aramaic, and don't speak Yehudis. Why? Ki ha'anoshim alachoyimo, because the people, the population, they understand Yehudis, they don't understand Aramaic. So we understand Aramaic, okay, you want to tell us things? Okay, we want to listen. But we don't want the people to listen. So what he answers them, no, I dafke want the people to listen, they should know that Ishtu, Meimiragleye, Vayechutz Osam, and the whole thing is there over there. And then Eliyakim comes to Chizkiyahu tears his clothes and he sends them to Yeshayahu ben Amoitz. Yeshayahu ben Amoitz davens and Chizkiyahu HaMelech daven. And as we know, that night was Leil Pesach and the Malach Hashem comes and hits all the 185,000 Giyosos. Sancheirev runs back to Nineveh and over there he goes and he worships the Nisroch. Nisroch is a plank of wood what's left from the Mabul, from the Teivas Noyach. And he worships this, and he asks over there, the priest over there, how come the Eden are always Matzliach? So he tells him, you know why? Because the Eden, they have a great-great-great-grandfather, they call him Avraham Avinu. And he almost sacrificed his son as a korban. He says, Oy bazoy, I would like to do that too. My sons, I have sons, and I would like to do... He doesn't know that behind him are standing two of his sons, Adar Melech and Sharitza. They hear that, they grab him, and they kill him. And they run away to Ararot, and Esar Chadoin, the next king of Ashur, becomes king. So over there it says, Kishoimim, when Rav Shokai comes, and he's cursing Klal Yisrael. So what do you tell him, Eliyakim El Chilkiyahu? Kishoimim Anachnu, we understand what you mean. There was another Dargah of Shmiah. That's to understand also what we hear. But then there's another Dargah, the highest Dargah, and that's the Dargah of Hashomoya, Posuk in Yecheskel, in the end of Capital Gimel, Hashomoya Yishma, V'Chodoy Lechedal. The one that's going to listen is going to have good, and he's going to, one who wants to be mekabel the Nevuah Yecheskel, he's going to hear. And the Chodoy Yechadal, the one that doesn't want to be mekabel the Nevuah of Yecheskel, he's going to have good. That's the third Dargah of Shmiah. That Dargah is Dargah that we have to understand a bit. And the standard dag is, the Gemara says in Yuma, Il molli kol hamoino shel roimi, you're going to hear the kol hashemesh menasa barakia. What means kol hashemesh menasa barakia? That refers to the kol hashemesh. There is the ribbono shalom. If you look at the sun, if you look up to the sun, you can see, you understand by yourself, there is someone created the world. But why we don't hear this? Because we hear the hamoino shel roimi. To understand this, I think I'm going to say a story. I said it once, I don't remember if it was here, but I don't think it was here, it was somewhere else. Okay, there was a friend of mine, he volunteers in all kinds of places, and one of his good things that he does, he goes to blow for people in hospital, he goes to blow for them shofar, Rosh Chodesh Elul. He goes to blow for them Rosh Chodesh Elul, he goes to blow for them shofar. One day he goes to Shari Tzedek, it's like to Beit Vagan, a big hospital, he goes over there to blow shofar for people. The hill people, he goes from one bed to the next bed, and he blows for them the shofar. One day when he blows the shofar, he goes on the way out, he's going through the lobby, and over there sitting someone, so it doesn't look really from. He has, you call it in Hebrew, a cuckoo, a ponytail. And he has a ponytail, he looks very, very far. He asks him, can you blow for me shofar? Okay, more than happy to do it. But say the Gomor, he comes and he blows for him shofar. Then, they start to talk. And he tells him, listen to this, and he tells him his story life. He tells him, I was born in Haifa. And Haifa, the Haifa is next to the sea, and near Haifa, on the Haifa, there is over there, Basis Chayla Yam, the Navy. I grew up my whole life, I know I'm going to the Navy. I always used to hang out over there, whenever I can, as a child. I went to school, I went to high school, and then when I finish high school, Miteva Advarim, I go to the Army, and I go straight to the Navy. I was a big expert, he says, in the Navy, because in the Navy, and anything in shipping, you have Morse code. Now, Morse code is quite an old thing in the 1850s already, they started to use it. And that's basically, dicks and dashes. Dits and dashes, or dots and dashes. That means it's a way of communication, it's a method of communication of text, is light, or ticks, or flashes. That means like this, for example, if I want to say A in Morse code, so I say it's a T and two dashes. Two T's and a dash. I said T, 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 T. A B is a dash and three T's, so it's D, T, T, T. The most famous is SOS, right? So it's S is three ticks, T, T, T. O is three dashes, T, T, T. And then it maybe has to do with shofar. And then we have another S. So what it means SOS, save our ship, or it was a lot of explanations. Oh, save our soul, exactly. So there is all kinds of, what's this SOS? Okay, machlokes haposkim. Anyway, so he comes and he says, I was an expert in it. And Miteva Advarim, he finishes the army, he goes to work in a big shipping company, and he's a big expert in it. One day, he left his job, he goes to search his soul, and he ends up in America, he's unemployed, he wakes up late, he goes to sleep late, his life is not a life. He wants to pick up his life already. One day he sees it noticed in the paper, in the newspaper, they're looking for a job, they're looking for someone who's an expert in Morse code. Okay, he calls up straight away, no problem, you have an interview tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock. He makes sure, prepares everything before, night before, and it takes him an hour to get to that interview. So he makes sure, 7 o'clock he's going to wake up, he's going to have a shower, he's going to get ready, he's going to drive there, and he's going to come in time. Rabbi's Machashovois, he wakes up at 9:30. He all gets up, he dresses, he puts on the wrong shoe, he puts on the thing the other way around, and he runs over there, he gets a taxi, grabs a taxi, he gets there, 10:45. Gets there 10:45, he comes in, and he notices everyone's sitting on couches. There's a lobby. Nice music in the background. And everyone is sitting calm. Comes in straight away. Sits down. He's waiting. He asks the one next to him, what everyone's waiting for? He says, I'm waiting. I'm since 8 o'clock here. I'm waiting. They should call me in. He says, why don't you go in? I see over there in the corner a door. It says over there, the manager. Why don't you walk in? He says, yeah, no one's calling us. It's just a thing. Are you waiting from? I'm waiting from 7:30. And I'm waiting from 9. And everyone is waiting. He sits down. He's waiting. After 5 minutes, he just gets up, walks into the room, and that's it. Everyone is shocked. He just came 5 minutes ago. It's 10 to 11 already. He comes in, and after 5 minutes, walks out the boss with him, his shoulder around his hands around the shoulder, and he says, "Okay, I find my employee, you all can walk home." Everyone's surprised. "Hey, what's going on over here? Were you just waiting from 7:30? We're waiting from here, we're waiting from then. How come he came the last 5 minutes?" And he walks in, and you take him as a thing. He says, "You have to listen very good. You're sitting over here for how many hours? 3 hours? And the music what's playing in the background, I put all kinds of ticks. And the ticks are saying, please come in, I'm waiting for you." That's the medrash about the shofar. That's the listening of the shofar. Where's the medrash? The medrash says, I wrote it down. Omar Rab Abe, b'shem Levi Omar. Kol yemo yisashono Yisrael shkuin b'melachton. ובראש השונה נויטלין שופריסיהם וטויקין לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא. והוא עובר מכיסי של דין לכיסי של רחמים. ומשמאלה עליהם רחמים. ומשמאלה עליהם רחמים. This is the medrash. Says the Egle Ital. What's the pshat in this medrash? He says, to hear the call of shofar, we could hear the whole year round. As the Mishnah in Oves Perek Vav, the Mishnah says, בכל יוין ויוין יויצס בסקול מהרחוירב, וימרס אוילם לבונים ולבויה של תוירו. As the Gemara says in Brochus Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. And the Vayimeres, that the whole Kola Oilom Kuloi, Loinizo in Elo Bishvil Chanina Bini. This Kola Shofar, we just have to open up our ears. It's the whole year round, but it's the Medrash, especially in the Shofar. That's what the Shofar, that's the third dag in the Shofar. The third dag in the Shofar is to come and to open up our ears and to hear these ticks, these dashes, what it comes to tell us and what comes to represent and what comes to we should understand from it. So I have to understand what's the three dagas in the shofar. Taka, what is the shofar? So we come and we blow. How many times? The Rachman is, oh, Rachman Omar Tiku. Rachman Omar Tiku, how many times? 9. Rabavo comes and says 30. But the Maisa Toises brings an interesting Mekor. Toises brings that the Mekor, why we blow 100 times? Because Aim Sisra. Aim Sisra came, but the Yabev Aim Sisra. Be'adach Aloy Mishkovo, but the Yabev Aim Sisra. Therefore, we come and we blow 100 tkiyas. Now we have to understand this. Who was this Aim Sisra? Some a great woman, no? We have to blow 100 times because Aim Sisra acquired 100 Yevoves. Therefore, we have to come and to blow. So let's check who's this Aim Sisra. Aim Sisra was not a great woman. We have to go back to the story of Sisra. Sisra, the Medrash says, the Medrash in Yalkut Shoiftim. Sisra was was Yovin Melech Knan. Yovi Melech Hatzoyer, it was from Knan, Yovi Melech Hatzoyer, and he had his chief general, he called him Sisra. This Sisra was 30 years old, says the Medrash, and when he came and he had a fight or battle with the city, what he done is these big walls, and he can't fight against the walls, he just gives a shout, and the walls collapse. He sees an animal, he wants to grab the animal, a tiger, whatever it is, a wild animal, he just gives a shout, and the animal freezes. He goes, he picks up the animal, and he walks out. He wants to come and defeat his army, he has a huge army. Wants to feed him. What he does, he goes, he dips in the river, and he has such a thick bed that all the fish got trapped in his bed, and he fed his whole army. It was a gibor otzum. The medrash comes as Malchi about the gvur of Sisra. And Sisra was manish a givaldik a gibor. Now this Sisra is coming out of a battle against who? Borok ben Avinoyam. Borok ben Avinoyam is going up over there in Har Tavor with 10,000 people. Sisra, that's not a big deal for Sisra. Sisra is still scared. He comes and he calls all his Rosh Giosais. And where's the pasuk? It says in Shiras Vayira, Yivchar Elohim Chadoshim Oz Lechem Shehorim Mogin Yiroe V'Royimach Be'arboim Elef Mi'Yisrael. What's the Arboim Elef? Says Rashi, the Arboim Elef Rosh Giosais. He came with 40,000 Rosh Giosais. Every guy had millions. And not only that, he bought his, the Marines, 900 iron chariots. He comes with this to fight against who? Borok ben Avinoyam. Let's just imagine, come about that morning when he goes out to the battle, what he tells his mother. He tells his mother, "Goodbye, I'm going out to a small battle. I would like for lunch a bit of rice with schnitzel with a bit of thing." Okay, no problem. It's going to take a few hours, 2-3 hours, I'm going to be back. It's not a big deal for me. His mother, for sure not worried. For Sisra, this doesn't mean anything for Sisra. It's a small battle, this. She goes, she prepares for him a nice lunch. It comes 1 o'clock, he's supposed to come home, and he's not coming home. 1:30, he's not home. 1:45, already she can't stand it, and she goes and she looks out of the window. She comes, she stands in the window, and she's looking out. Madua boisus lovoi, madua eicha hupami malke voisav. Why I don't hear his chariots on the way? And she starts to cry. How do we menachem em Sisra? What the daughters-in-law say to her? What the wife of Sisra tells her? You know why? Racham racham osaim leroish govel, gover, shlal tzavor in leSisra. You know why? He's coming, he's a man's Jewish woman. You know why? He comes and he's taking now, he's collecting his booty. That's why. And what does? And it calms her down. So she was not a big tzaddikus. What calmed her down? That he's coming now, he's man's voice, he's all that calms her down. So we, because she was crying, we have to come and to blow now 100 kiyas. She's not a big tzaddikus. So what's the pshat? The pshat is even Aim Sisra, that she was sure 1,000,000% that her son is undefeatable. No one can win him, right? He's so strong. And even though she understood when he's late, she starts acquiring male priyos, we quite far from this Sisra, as the strongest Sisra. We come to Yom Adin, and betuchim anu, takavi betuchim shenetze badin, but we still, how much we have to daven that to be sure that to be zoiche badin. We should be take zoiche, that we should hear the three meanings of the shofar, as the Chiyus HaRadba says in Shmi, it is Shema, Hovin, Kabel. We should hear, and we should Hovin, we should understand, and then Kabel, and Mele, we're going to Kabel, the Tkabe Shofar Godoy, Lecheroseinu, B'meiro, B'yameinu, Amen. Amen.